17 minutes past seven, it's the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show. That's Mumford & Sons. Imagine this. Imagine in 15 minutes' time, right, I read out a name on Pay Your Bills and it's, say, a £1,000 credit card.
Oh, yeah.
The person calls in and, lo and behold, it turns out to be my hairdresser.
All right.
Does anyone see the connection with this with David Cameron's hairdresser? Right? Who I'm sure is a lovely guy, Lino Corbratier.
That's him.
Okay? He's got an MBE, which, you know, good luck to him.
Yeah.
However, you can't help but wonder, how has all this come about?
Yeah.
You know, so the man who cuts Cameron's hair for the last couple of years suddenly finds himself receiving, in the news on this, an MBE.
It's very easy to look at it like that. Unfortunately, Lino Carbosiero is very upset about this.
I'd understand to be so.
He's very upset that people are thinking that he's been given this MBE because he cuts the Prime Minister's hair. Because what none
it's
of us realise...
It's very fortunate. I mean, they're obviously totally unconnected, aren't they?
Of course.
It must be, yeah.
David probably, you know, when he looked down the list, went, is that Lino's name down the bottom there? You know this is the guy who cuts my hair. Wow. Oh, ring him, he'd been made up.
He's been cutting hair for 34 years, and did you know this?
Non-stop.
He set up the Hairdressing Council of the UK.
I'm looking at another article, Rich, here, which is lobbying for tighter regulations.
Of MBEs or the hairdressing?
The hairdressing industry. Oh. What, about backstreet charlatans or something? You've never seen on Road Traders a man with a terrible haircut going, well, it's a nightmare, this guy charged me £20, look what he's done to my hair.
The Hairdressing Council was set up in 1964 by an Act of Parliament. It means that hairdressers can apply to become state registered in the same way as doctors, dentists or nurses.
You're kidding me, I didn't know that. What do you mean state registered? So can I get my hair cut on the NHS? Imagine if I let my hair grow out. I could go to the doctors and he'd go, you need to do something about your hair. And I go, please give me a prescription.
He's one of only three hairdressers in history to be on the honours list.
So you know, Trevor Sorbet?
No.
What?
Charles Worthington.
Nicky
and
Clark.
Nicky Clark,
Clark.
Yeah. Of course, yes. Mm-hmm.
And then Lino Corbisiero.
Who cuts the Prime Minister's hair.
By coincidence.
That is just, I find it bizarre. He's apparently, like, loads of other celebrities go to see him as well, like Anton Deck, Philip Schofield, all have got grey hair, Kylie Minogue, Sir Paul McCartney.
Samantha Cameron, arguable.
Yeah, I mean,
so
I've never...
Sam goes as well?
Yes, she does, yeah.
She's the one that recommended him in 2010 to go, said, you know what you need? The hands of Lino.
Now, in fairness to Lino, one other thing he did do, he is the guy who changed David Cameron's sweep from the left to the right.
He did.
He used to have a parting on the left, now it's on the right.
Of course that he was is. Yeah, it's a move to the right, yeah? I bet Miliband's is the other way around, yeah? He's got political hair. He's got political leanings. Oh, wow, so that's what you get for a £90 haircut.
Yes, you do,
you walk
yeah.
in, the guy goes, no, 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 no. Suddenly takes a comb out and puts it over the other side.
There we go.
You are a right guy, not a left guy. Also, do you think, right, because apparently it's like £90 to go and get your hair cut.
90
yeah.
quid?
Yeah. And, like, you know, I go round the corner from here, mm-hmm. and it is about, I don't know, what is it, like £35, £40? Mm-hmm. My dad finds this nuts.
That is a lot of money.
That a man would pay yeah. £35 to 40 quid for a haircut. But that's just, you know, it's not like a, it's a very good, we know the one round the corner
yeah,
here.
Yeah,
okay, you recommend it. It's a good little place.
I go there myself.
That's a lot more
you
than...
You spend 35 quid on your haircut.
I do.
Oof, Maggie's gone in studs up.
Wow.
What would make it... Do you think we'd have better hair if we went to see Lino?
No.
No, I don't think you would. Because you now at our age, you know, our hair is our hair. You
Cameron's a couple of years older than us.
But all he did is swept it from one side to the other. No disrespect to Lino or whatever, but I mean, you know,
Lino
at the end of the day... It's just been swept from one side to the other. What could we do with you?
Well, maybe I could go in and Lino could go, you need a centre party. Apparently, in this article I'm reading, they've asked Ed Miliband for comment. He said he doesn't have a local barber. That's all he had to say. 7:21, here's Maggie with the travel. Absolute Radio
Travel. We're starting in the...